So why is it nothing? Why is it nothing? Well, what's missing in this kiddushin? He gave a shava pruta, so she got a shava pruta. So Pasha, what's missing in Shtika Lachama and Mai? Pasha, it's missing her das, her gilei das, that she's nicha. Normally, the fact that she's makabel, the makabelas, that's the gilei das. Here, there was no gilei das that she's nicha. Even though she took the tzipsa da'asa, at that point she took it. But it seems that nevertheless, there's no gilei das that she wants to be mekudeshes with the arba zuzah. Right. What?
Is she a normal person?
I don't think we can judge that. I think we just have to be down to Shaila. No, Mistam, she is, but we don't see it. We have to be able to say this on it. It's obvious. Why? Because why should I say she changed her mind a minute later? She's second place. And therefore, 768, you mean? Yeah. Okay, so we'll see. We'll talk about it. First, before we get to the Yetzer Minyan of Shtika Lachamat Nois, the Rishonim here ask a different kasha, which is we have to deal with. And that is, the Gemara is saying for Pashtus that the Tzipta Da'asa is not a Kedushin. The question is it a Kedushin with Darba Zuzi? Well, with the Tzipta Da'asa, it's certainly not a good Kedushin. We just learned the Sugya. That with chashina shema shava pruta b'madai. That even if you mekadesh a woman less than a pruta, with chashish that maybe a madai, this thing is worth more than a pruta. So why here wasn't Rava chashish shema shava pruta b'madai? And in the Gemara, you could really say Rava didn't hold up Shmuel. Maybe Rava doesn't hold like Shmuel, like we had before. The other man, the Yarmah, didn't hold up Shmuel. But the Maisa, the Paiskim, the Rif brings this. It brings Paskins like Shmuel, and he brings this Maisa also. So why is Nichayshish Shemesh Rava Pruta B'Madai? Why not say that it's a Safek Kedushim because of the Chashash of Pruta B'Madai?
You can bring this to something like the Malacha that Rava says here about
Shtika. So Rif should have said that. The Rift is writing a halacha seif. He brings a man, so the stomach has to say. But at least the Rosh and the Ran asked this kasha, and they say two different turrets. The Ran first, the Ran a little easier. The Ran says that when he gave, what was going on in his mind when he gave her the kedusha? He's Makadisha, he says, Hariyat Makadisha Sleeb, I don't know how he phrased it. I didn't want to say the Lashon. He said, Hariyat Makadisha Sleeb, is that? Sipsadasa. Question, if he said it's Sipsadasa, he said it's Sipsadasa, then we can't say his mind was on the Arba Zuzi. The Ran names on that when he gave her the Kedushin originally, he was mechavin to be mekadesha with the arba zuzi. This for whom? Because when he gave her the kedushin originally, the Ran names on what was going through his mind. Now we have to try to figure it out. We can't read his mind, but the assumption is the Ran says that when he gave the kedushin, he meant to be mekadesha with the tzipsa da'asi and the arba zuzi. This for whom? That was his intention originally. She, on the other hand, didn't know that they were arba zuzi. So at that point, is she mekudeshes because of shemesh ava pruta b'madai? Could she be mekudeshes with the tzitzit da'asa because maybe it's worth a pruta b'madai? So Dr. Ran, no. She can't be mekudeshes because maybe it's shava pruta b'madai because that's not what he wants to be mekadesha with. He wants to be mekadesha with the arba zuzei, and she's not being mechavah for the arba zuzei.
Well, with this conclusion, how do we know what he wants to do?
Well, we can only try to assume. You can only try to assume. He gave her a tzipsa da'asa with arba zuzi wrapped up inside. But now we know that there were arba zuzi, we know he was aware of it. So say we know there were arba zuzi, and say we know that he was aware of it. So what do you think? It seems he was trying to mekadesh with the arba zuzi. So hold cup for a minute. What's the Ran saying? He meant to be mekadesh with the arba zuzi dispo and the tzipsa da'asa. she meant to be mekabel just the tzitzadasa. And maybe it's worth the pruta b'mada, it should be a good kedushin, zakhtaran. No, he didn't mean to be mekadish with that. No, I was waiting for someone to say that. No? Shouldn't this be a kinyan mayel, kinyan shayin, a mayel type situation? By kesef kedushin, you mean? What's the issue here? He means to mekadisha with the tzipsadasa and arbezuzi. She thinks it's the tzipsadasa. Now let's say your mother is worth a pruta. Is it a good kedushin? So the Ran says, no, he meant to mekadisha with arbezuzi plus. Tzipsadasa plus arbezuzi. So l'chayr, it should work off kinyan mayel, kinyan shayin, a mayel. He's giving her the arbezuzi, and the arbezuzi doesn't work. But he's also giving her the tzipsadasa. So if it doesn't work, I'll star bezuzay because she doesn't know she's getting it. But let it work, I'll the kinyan of the tzitzadasa itself. Why doesn't it work as far as that? With the rule that if you do a kinyan mayo, kinyan shayna mayo, it should work with the kinyan hamayo. It should work with the good kinyan. Yeah.
When he gives the bezuzay and the tzitzah, it's one kinyan.
It's what?
It's one kinyan.
Okay, but if part of it doesn't work, then the other part should work. It's easy to be cash for both. Let it work with one of the two. Chayre, it should work. It's just like when he gives a shtar and it's also kesef. So you said, even though he needs to give a shtar, it's the same thing, but it works with kesef.
Can
you
imagine
it could
be with one kinyan?
Should what?
Can
you imagine it could be with one kinyan? Chayre? Chayre, I'm not sure.
Is it a shtar that they know what's inside the kesef? They
yeah, but it's not going to be a kedushin with the what's inside. The kasha is of kinyamayel kinyashayinamayel. Let it be a kedushin just with the tzitzadas itself without the zuzin. No, but she didn't know there was zuzin in it, so she didn't have a mind to zuzin. All right, so you're answering that Rabbi Kivega said that even though Rabbi Kivega holds kinyamayel kinyashayinamayel always works, but not by kesef kedushin. What was the reason? Remember the Kivega's reason? The Chayyur, Rabbi Kivega was saying that a woman is very makbid on what she gets for Kedushin. She's very makbid. So Rabbi Kivega's case, there was a chuppah, and Rabbi Kivega was going in the case of the shtar taka. When you give a woman a shtar, that the shtar should work b'teres kesef. So Rabbi Kivega asked, the Gemara says if you give her a shtar for kedushin, the shtar is worth a pruta. Works the teres kesef. The Gemara says because daita nami anayar. She's thinking of it. So the Kivega said, who cares if she's thinking about it? Who cares? So he said because by kesef kedushin, it doesn't work kinyamayel kinyashayinamayel. But why? Because the woman is makpid on what she gets. She cares. She doesn't want to get something that's below her dignity to get. So therefore we need a chiddush that daita nami anayar, that she's happy with the nayar. But Rabbi Kivega said, why because of kedushin don't we say kinyamayel kinyashayinamayel? Only because the woman is makbid on what she gets. So here, it should be good, because here the woman is getting a tzitzadasa. That's what she thinks. And we're saying shema shava puta b'madei, it should work with tzitzadasa, exactly what she thinks. The question is only his das. In his das, he's giving with arbezuzi, and we're saying it should be chal with less. L'chayra, he should. What does he care? So bichal with less is also good. So let it be shema shava put to b'made. Let it be safik kedushin. Not a safik. In other words, if it's worth a pruta, it's a vade kedushin. We just mesupik. Either mesupik if it's shava put to b'made, or mesupik if shava put to b'made helps. But that's right. If it's a pruta, it should be married. A memela. If we're mesupik, if it's a pruta, so then it should be a safi kedushin.
If it's last, when he originally
said it, he wanted a bali kedushin. He doesn't want to have a safi kedushin. So that's the old kasha. We had that kasha, Kivega's kasha, that every time you do a safi kedushin, it should be bottled because he didn't want to give it for that. And he should get his money back. So those are the Kivega's kasha. Nothing to do with Dafka with this sugya. It's every sugya.
There is no place to be chayshish.
Why?
The Bashmual, the Bada, is the reason to be chayshish.
No, we what you say may or may not be true, but Lamaisa, we're dealing with the Ram's Terrace. You're trying to say a different terrace than the Ram. What I'm asking is on the Ram's Terrace. The Ram said that it's not a Kedusha because he meant to be Kaddish with Abba Zuzi and she, and it's not happening.
She was shaykhed anyway by the Abba Zuzi's answer. She didn't want it by the.
To the answer. It appears she did want it, especially if it goes to Amrulay.
The Mahalashi shows it, but afterwards.
What?
The Mahalashi shows it.
Originally, when she got the tzedasa, her taking it showed that she's nicha, right? Because that's what we say always by kedushin. Her accepting it shows she's nicha. Why she would have changed her mind later? That's a good kasha. Why should she change her mind? Right? That's a kasha, which we'll get to. But the tzedasa that she took. So I don't know. So these pshat not around. The Ran's again. The Ran's teretz is that. The Ran says, why are we not chayshi shem v'shem v'putza v'madai? The Ran says, because the man had in mind to be mekadisha with Arba Zuzin. And therefore, it's that a kedusha with tzitzidahas. And l'chayri, the kasha is that it should work out. Can you mail, can you shayna mail? It should work anyway. Unless, how did the Ran learn? How does shem v'shem v'putza v'madai work? Why does shem v'shem v'putza v'madai work? So the Ran learns? Huh? Because she's saying Lidi Di Shavali. By accepting it, she's saying Lidi Di Shavali. Could be, I don't know. If you learn that the man also has to give a pruta, then L'chayr, the man also has to be saying Lidi Di Shavali. If he's Mekadosh and Isha with something, he would have to be saying that Lidi Di Shavali. For me, it's also worth a pruta. If you learn that the man has to give up a pruta. Right? There's a Mishul Melchus Mesubik, the man also has to lose a pruta. But if you learn the man has to lose and the woman has to get. So then the man, he has to also give up a pruta. So if he's Mekadishar just with the Tzitzidasa, so you could say he's saying Ladidi Shavali. And she's saying Ladidi Shavali. He's saying for me it's a pruta, I want to do a condition with it. She's saying Ladidi Shavali, I want to do a pruta. So you could argue that maybe he'll say Ladidi Shavali. But everything is Ladidi Shavali. Anything that's worth less than a pruta. That he's Makadish with, and so if he does Kedushin and she accepts Kedushin, they're saying Lidi Shavali. That's why we'll Chayshu Shem and Shem Abrutu B'mana. But when he means to be Mekadisha with Arba Zuzi plus a Tzipsadasa, he's not saying Lidi Shavali. He's not saying the Tzipsadasa has any value to me. Because he's trying to be Mekadisha with what? With the Tzipsadasa and the Arba Zuzi. So he's not saying Lidi Shavali. It could be that's what the Ran means. Why is it not a good kedushin when a man gives a mat and an arba zuzi? Because he's not saying ladidi shavali.
If it wasn't ladidi shavali, then he would have just said that one of the zuzi just to add on the extra. Say all four. Maybe he wants all four dafka.
Could be he wants all four dafka. Maybe the whole kasha falls off in the first place. Maybe he wants all four. But every kinyamayel kinyashenamayel, he'll say it doesn't work by kesef. And when he wants more kesef and less kesef, like, could be. It could be, I'm not sure. Adikar is, this is the Ran's Teretz, and this is the Shverikite on the Ran's Teretz, Shavarkas Kiyamayel Kishenimayel. And we need a Teretz, if you like what I just told you, is a Teretz good? If not, maybe you need another Mahalach. But this is the Ran's Sheath in the Gemara, that it works, again, why? Because the Ran learns his original intention was to be Mekadish Bar Bezuzi. And the Mela, it doesn't work with Teres Tzipsadasa, it doesn't work with Teres Shem Hashem Vaputa B'Madei. That's the Ran's Teres. What? Why? What's going through his mind? Why is he giving that Tzipsadasa? The way the Ran understands, that's just the way the money comes. I don't know, maybe people used to hide their money in mattresses? I don't know. I don't know why he's doing it. The Ran learns that his intention is to accomplish the whole Arba Zuzi plus the Tzipsadasa. That's how the Ran understands. So, why he's doing it, that's a good question. The Rush has a different teretz based on a different Havana of the Gemara. The Rush learns that he originally wanted to be Mekadish with just the Tzipsadasa. Not with the Arba Zuzi Dispo. And afterwards, he changed his mind. He said, I'll be Mekadishi with the Arba Zuzi. So originally when he gave it to her, like the Rashi, he meant he Mekadish with the Tzipsadasa, with the Met. And then he changed his mind. He said, I want to do it with the Arba Zuzi. It's up to Rashi. Since he changed, what was the Kasha? She should be Mekudeshes with the Tzipsadasa.
She became kadeshes with the original mattress. Kashem shava kuta b'madai. So the Rosh, but he had charata. Chazabai. He changed his mind. How can you say it should be married with the tzipzada asa? He changed his mind. He said he wants it to be with the arba zuzi. Passion. You hear what the Rabbi Rush is saying? The Bukhari, very shver Rush. The Rush says, again, he first gave us the Siddhasa and then he said the Arba Zuzi. The Ram learned his original plan was to be Mekadosh with the whole thing. The Rush didn't learn it that way. The Rush learned originally, he's a cheapskate. He's trying to get away being Mekadosh with just the Siddhasa. Later, she complained to him. She said, it's not worth a pruta. He said, okay, we'll do it Arba Zuzi. He's being chayzer from his original intention. His original intention was to be Mekadosh with the Tzitzidasa. And now, when they said, whoever said, it's not worth a pruta, he said, okay, we'll do it with the Arba Zuzi. He's having charata from his original plan. Originally, he wanted to be Mekadosh with the mat. He's having charata. Since he's having charata, therefore, it's not a good kiddush.
It's not really being chayzer completely,
it's a pillar, this rush, right?
It's not really being chayzer completely, because if they don't, she would say, then he'd be happy to give it to her. If she is able to do it,
maybe
he'd be happy to do it.
So why did he say that?
Because he can't force it to the back of the
gate.
The back of the
horse, but he didn't do it. I hear what you're saying. The rush seems to be fair for a stronger reason. What? So now you can be Mukudeshus. Maybe the Tzipsas was worth a Pruta B'madai. The Kash is maybe when he gave it, the Tzipsas was worth a Pruta B'madai, and he should be married for that reason. He says he can't be married for that reason because afterwards he had charata. He didn't want to be married with the tzipzadas, even if it is worth a pruta mother. That's the problem. Once it was a good kedushin or a good savi kedushin, what does chazara help? That's the shverikite in the rush. The rush, it seems to be a pella. I mean. Yeah. Therefore, what? So what's his kasha? Hadloi chashem the Shmuel. Why doesn't he answer? Because she said no. Why does he answer that? The Rush says hadloi chashlei mishum the Shmuel. Why are we nechayshish it's mukudesh as kosev shmuel? Shani hacha shachazabai v'masharas lakasha pops mishav apruta. The gamhi lo nisratus kusham lo shen mishav apruta. Why does he have to say all that? So the carbon asanel has two pshat in the nice bays. Davni Malum says like one of the two pshat in. Best way to learn this rush is Pashit. By Shema Shava Pruta B'madai, we spoke out three shitas. And why? Who cares if it's worth a Pruta B'madai? So we had the Rambam Shita, because he could take it to Madai, so if a pile it could be worth a Pruta. We had the Ran Shita of Ladidi Shavali. And then I mentioned to you the Ramban Shita. What was the Ramban Shita? Shema Shava Pruta B'madai. Yes, Tein Lachal Makayma B'Shaita. He said, it's a Drabanan. That Taka Min HaTorah, it's not a Kiddush. It's a Drabanan. What's the Drabanan? The Drabanan is that if someone is going to see, you give a woman a date. And you say, Harav Mekudesh is with this date. And the Bezno Pasha, it's not a Kiddush. And he'll go back home where he lives in Mandai. And someone in the Kaddish with a date, and he'll say, oh, I heard the Pesach already, it's not a Kiddush. And he doesn't realize that a mother is worth a prut, and there wasn't worth a prut. So the Ramban Shita is that Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai is the Gzera D'Rabbanan. For what? Gzera D'Rabbanan because of Marisayim. Because of Marisayim. The Rush, it's Mashma, the Rush holds like the Ramban. Mashma from the previous sugya. That the Rush holds like the Ramban. That the whole Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai is out of Marisayim. If so, then this rush, which a minute ago was a pella, now makes a lot of sense. What does the rush say? You don't have to be chayshi shema shava pruta b'madai, because he had charata right away. What does that mean he had charata right away? It means, what are you afraid of? Marasayan. You're afraid someone will see the tzitzit da'asa, he'll say, oh, it's not a kedushin, it's not a kedushin there. But here, right away, Amrulay, she said right away, it's not worth a pruta. That was all that happened in the Maisa Kedushin. He gave her a tzitzit da'asa, she said, or they said, it's not worth a pruta. In such a case, Zakdavni Maluim, we're not Chayshe Shemeshava Pruta B'Mardai, because of Marisayik, someone's going to see that he gave a tzitzit da'asa, it's not Kedushin, he'll go back to Mardai and he'll think it's not Kedushin. Because he'll realize right away it's not worth a pruta here, because immediately that's what happened. He gave her the tzitzit da'asa, he said, I am a Kedushin, and she right away complained it's not worth a pruta. So there's no Marisayin, there's no Gezerah of Marisayin in the case where right away whoever was there saw exactly what happened. So Mamela, there's no reason to be Chayshish. And the Rosh, the Shitasa, says there's no Shem HaShem HaPruta B'Mardai. The whole Shem HaShem HaPruta B'Mardai is Xer Darabonah because of Marisayin. And there's no Marisayin if Miyad Chazambay, if immediately he said, oh, I'll do it with the Arba Zuzi Disbahu. And she said, it's not worth a Pruta. So if that happened, then what Marisayin will give me Chayshish?
The Shasta, people are going to see this Kedushin and see that it's no good, or he's going to go back and there's still a Shasta between him. He could still go somewhere and say, I tried to
make Kashmir
with this, and they said it's no good. And
him personally, right he personally
he
is
going to
say,
whoever was in the
bezin, that's bichayshish for him himself.
Whoever was in the bezin,
that's fine. See the Lashon. I think the Lashon is clear at that point. Father Shmuel, Mishum Chashin, Shem Yizdamakan, Odom Mimodai, the Yerushim, Akadish, Batmar, Kesab, Shank, Bishop Kedushin, the Yelach, the Yerukim, the Eroi. Seems the Chash is that somebody from Madai will come and see, which is probably equally far fetched to him going to Madai later. But the Chash is that people will see. What? Yeah, but he realizes they denied it because he thought it was worth a pruta, it'll be good. And she says, it's not worth a pruta. So he'll realize right away that it's tzitzit da'asa, which is worth a pruta, is good. And tzitzit da'asa, which is not worth a pruta, is no good. So Be'ira, he'll give the same psak over. That if it's worth a pruta, it's good. If it's not worth a pruta, it's no good. Because that was the story. He gave it tzitzit da'asa, and then the complaint was, it's not worth a pruta, and then he gave Arba Zuzi. So he got a klar psak that tzitzit da'asa has to be worth a pruta. Normally, he didn't see anything. He just saw Harav Kedushasli with this flower, and he gave him a flower, and they went home. So there's a Gezeirah. If this is not a Kedushin, we'll think it's, for some reason, there's no Kedushin with flowers. But if it's going to be with a, if he says, I want you to be married to me, and she'll say, it's not worth a pruta, then it's clear that the Tzipzas has to be worth a pruta. So this is the Machlaikis, the Ran and the Rosh. They learned the Gemara really two cases. It's almost not a Machlaikis. You need, in a case where he meant to be Mekadish with both, you need the Ran's Teretz. In a case where he meant to be Mekadish with the Tzipsa, you need the Rosh's Teretz. So going back to the story. He gave her a Tzipsa Dasa. She said, or he said, whoever said, it's not worth a Kuta. And then he said, okay, there's Arba Zuzi. Does he have to say a new Harayat Mekudeshesli with the Arba Zuzi? Was the whole Harayat good? He said, Arba Mekudeshesli with this. He gave it to Tzidas. Then she asked, it's not worth a pruta. He said, oh, there's Arba Zuzi inside. Now she says, yes, of course it's good. Does he need a new Amira? Does he have to say a new Harayat for the Arba Zuzi? In Shulchan Aruch, there are two sheetahs. The Machlekes Mechaber Rama. If you need a new hara, why should you need, what's the tzitzit da'asa? Why should you need a new hara?
He just provides, okay, instead of that, it'll be this. Everybody understands.
So you're saying you shouldn't need a new amira, basically. Maybe turn that. If the amira is only chose das, if the amira is only chose das, what? Yeah, but let's say Seb is there.
The same thing.
Shouldn't that depend on the Ran and the Rosh? Shouldn't that depend on the Machlokes, the Ran and the Rosh? Think about it. What did he mean originally?
Even if he's in Mahtalos, he calls it Mahtalos.
I mean, if he said Tzitzadah, okay, if he said, but. What? One long Amira. I suppose if you finish speaking, it should be, again, it should be turned to Rosh Hashanah. Davni Maluim says that the Machlaikis Machaber Ramah, if you need a new Amira, depends on the Machlaikis to Rosh Hashanah, not on their Terutzim. It doesn't depend on the Machlaikis how you answer their Kasha. It depends on their assumption. The Ran assumed that what was his original intention? To be Mekadish with both. With the Tzipsa Da'asa and the Arba Zuzi. That was the Ran's, that's how he explains the story. That we, now when he says that was his original intention, the Ran doesn't mean that he knows this person, that was his intention. It means we assume that was his original intention. A man gives a Tzipsa Da'asa with Zuzim inside, we assume his intention is to be Mekadish with everything. The Rosh, who said Chazar Ba'i, changed his mind. The Rosh holds that his original intention was just the Tzitzit Asa alone. So the Rosh and Ran are arguing in it's interesting, Machlaikis. It's not a Halacha Machlaikis. It's a Metzias Machlaikis. How do you estimate the assumption of a person who gives Kedushin with the Tzitzit Asa that has full Zuzi hidden inside? The Ran's assumption is that he originally meant to be Kaddish with everything. Why didn't he say so? It's dumb, I don't know. He wanted to surprise her afterwards. She'll open up, she'll find Arba Zuzi, yeah, whatever reason. The Rosh says no. His original intention was to try to get away with the Tzitzit Asa itself. That's what he wanted to do. So, what? But then it's not a Machlaikis. Then it's just, in this case, everyone hold like the Ran, in that case, everyone hold like the Rosh. Well, it could be then, this is the case. It could be. The Rabbi Maluma understands that they're arguing. Stoma, when someone says Hayah Mukadeshus Libizeh, does he mean just the Tzipsidasa, which is the Rosh Hashitah? And according to that, if now he wants to do Kedushin Bar Bezuzeh, he needs a new Amira, according to the Rosh. Because since his first intention was the Tzipsidasa alone, now if he wants to do Arbezuzeh, he needs a new Amira. And the understanding of the Ran is no, his original intention was with Arbezuzeh too. And that's what we understand. So Memela, now that he's Megalata, the secret that the Afuz isn't hidden, why does he need a new Amira? That was his original Amira. That's what he meant.
Because in the end, it's not going on the
They were both together.
But it's not with him, isn't it?
Well, it's still both together. It's still, he's Mekadesh with 400 dinarim, and it's a Sadasa. It might be Mekadesh with everything. So the Avni Malum learns, the Avni Malum is Chav Chesiud Beis, I believe. And he learns that Tali Machlaikis, the Rosh and Ran. In Chav Chesiud Aleph, he brings the Rosh and Ran. Chav Chesiud Beis, he says that this is Tali and this Machlaikis is what you need a new Avni Malum.
Isn't there a Sukkim Vaisin?
Is there a Sukkim Vaisin? So we'll come back to our Baruch Ben. I'd rather avoid that. What does Avni Malum mean? Why isn't there a Sukkim by Sinyan?
When did she come back and say that it's not a Sukkim? She went to market?
No, right away. Right away. The assumption is the story was right away.
No, why is Acham Atmai? She
came up with the problem earlier. Right, but we also consider Shtikal Acham Atmai, because she originally took it for a different reason. And now, Shtikal Acham Atmai. Why isn't there a Sukkim by Sinyan? They're talking about marriage. What? So when he says Arba Zuzeh, if you learn, the whole purpose of Amir is just to show what he's thinking. So she said it's not worth her thing. He said there's Arba Zuzeh this one. It should be good enough. Why was it? I said, what? So according to the Baruch Be, you're right. Baruch Be said, if you want to use Amira, then it doesn't work with Teres HaSukim. So Nachinami. Then you're right. I would have liked to try to answer without Baruch Be.
It could be without a Sukkim. The original is that Amira, then you start off with it. You're clarifying, you're just revising.
So according to the Ran, he's clarifying his previous Amira. You're right. That's why according to the Ran, you don't need a new Amira. But according to the Rosh, where it's a Chazara, changing his mind, not clarifying the original Amira, said Amimu, says then you do need a new Amira if you're changing your mind. Question is, it's the Sukkah by Sayyidin. Good question. Again, unless like Rav Baruch Beh, it'll be good. Rav Baruch Beh said that if you mean to be Kabir Makadish with Amira, then it doesn't work for a Teresa Sukkah by Sayyidin.
But yeah, why does it have to say Sukkah? Even if he's chosen from what he said before, but why can't it be like Agav with the Amira and he said before, he wanted to be Makadish with this? Okay, so
that will
be with this. Yeah,
that should just say Amira, because now it's clear he's saying. What you're asking is it's a little better. It's a better style of a sukkah by Sinyan. It's really what you're asking. It makes it even stronger, a sukkah by Sinyan. Oh, he didn't say Hariat. Okay, so I think. It's just a kasha. It's very similar to the kasha. I sukkah by sukkah. Yes. Okay. All right. So this all is regarding the Shema Shava Pruta B'Madai angle of this Gemara, which is really not the main thing the Gemara is coming to teach us. The main thing the Gemara is coming to teach us is the concept of Shtika Lachamat Mois. The Gemara said Einam Kudashes. We passed this the Safi Kedushin. Shtika Lachamat Mois. Alright, the concept of Shtika Lachamat Mois is a little complicated. Let's first, before we get confused, just try to discuss it for a minute. What's the Gemara saying? Pash Pashat in the Gemara. Okay, so it gets confusing afterwards. What's Pash Pashat in the Gemara? Shtika Lachamat Mois. What's the Shaila? He gave a woman Kedushin. And first it's Tzitzu Da'asa, you gave her. So that's not a Kedushin. It's not worth a Pruta. So afterwards, when she's already holding it, you say Barba Zuzi Dispu, or even if you say Alosh and Hariyat Mukadeshusli Barba Zuzi Dispu. So the Gemara is saying that Shtika Lachamat Mois, and there's a problem. It's not a good Kedushin. What's missing in the Kedushin by Shtika Lachamat Mois? What's missing is her. What's missing is her agreement. We don't see that she agrees. What's it sad that it should be good? What's it sad keneged? What? So in Shulchan Aruch we pass the Safi Kedushin. Gemara will have a kasha on next time. So it's sad it is good is that she's quiet. She got money, she's quiet. So Mistam she's Nicha. Alright, so bearing that in mind, that's Mistam of Pash Pashat in the Gemara. Yeah. Is that Pash Pashat? What's it sad it's good? Sad it's good is because why did she throw it down? Wait, so you're saying two different ways. 1 minute. Just push out the Gemara, everybody. Hook up. The Gemara has a case of Shtika Lachamat Mois. She originally took the money for different reasons. She took it, let's say, for a pekadon or whatever reason. And now he says, Hari Yama Kodesh asleep in the thing that's already in your hand. And she's quiet. So the tzad that it's good. The tzad that it's no good is she didn't show hadas. She didn't show hadas. The tzad that it's good is two things, two possibilities. Either shtika kai dog, she's just quiet, or because she didn't throw it down. Like the Gemara's gonna kind of later. Maybe she should have thrown it down. Huh? This sounds like such a far fetched case. I was once at a wedding. And the chassin was in a rush, and he put the ring on before he said Hariat. What's the din? Huh? It happens in weddings. The chassin is so fatumal that he let go of the ring. He put the ring on her, and he forgot the. Sometimes, as they're saying the Hariat, they Hariat, and they're putting on the ring. And the Masada doesn't stop him, so he let go of the ring already. And now he's saying, whatever you say afterwards, it seems to be too late, right? It's Shtika Lachamat Mois. So it's a good chasna. If you got to do it again, you don't got to do it again. What do you think? Huh? It's a sukkah by sinyan. All right. So we have the excuse of sukkah by sinyan. But Baruch Beh said that if you mean to do it amira, it doesn't work by sukkah by sinyan. All right. What? He did it amira. He said hariyat, and then he put on the ring. Usually they get into hariyat before they put on the ring. Usually they do it a little too quickly. But he said hariyat, and he put on the ring, and he let go. He didn't finish talking. So Hariyat Mukadesh is leave it to Bazuka, the Moshe of Israel, but he said it too late. So she didn't say anything. So the tzad it's no good. Now it's more the ma'isa. This gemara. So the tzad it's no good is that she didn't show her das. She didn't do anything. The tzad it's good. So you could say either because shtika kaida, she didn't say anything. Or you could say because why didn't she throw it on the floor? If she's not interested in being married, maybe she would just throw it down. Unless the gemara will say maybe she's afraid she'll have to pay for it. Like the gemara will say, but. But the tut stardim in the suffix, we pass the suffix kedushin. So these are tut stardim. So again, this is pasuk shat in the gemara. Now, the story of the chem d'shlaimai was more or less the following. And the machlekes there, the chem d'shlaimai and the nesivis, or the chem d'shlaimai and the other, the Rav Hashayil there. I don't think it says his name, but the Rav will pass in the other way. This Machlek, this Lachair has at least part of it has to do with Pshat Nagamar. What happened was a man gave a woman something to put away. He said, put it in the drawer, put it in the cabinet. He gave her a Nachtatzi, he writes, it was a bottle of cognac. He gave it to the woman. A bottle of good whiskey. Depends if you like cognac. Maybe a bottle, not such good whiskey. But he gave it to her. He said, put it in the cabinet. Huh? So she took it from him. Now listen carefully. She took it from him, and while he was still holding the bottle, and she was still holding the bottle, so he had a trap now. She's holding the bottle, right? So he said to her, hurry up mukudeshously with this bottle of cognac, right? Because that's not Shem Yisrael. He said it to her while she was holding the bottle. I think in the story it says not only that, he held a hand on the bottle. I don't think that's on the gear to the issue. Yeah. And but afterwards he let go. He let go of the hand. And he let go of the bottle and she took the bottle. And there were two Edom. So when she gripped the bottle, she didn't do a Shem Kedusha, that's for sure. When she first took hold of the bottle, she was thinking she's gonna put it away in the cabinet. So she took hold of it. Then he said, hurry up, mukudeshously, whatever this bottle, because that's my Shem Yisrael. And then, it seems there was a little bit of tumult going on, because the Edom weren't sure. Her mother started screaming, it says. She started screaming, don't take it. And a little afterwards, they saw the bottle on the floor, but they don't know if she threw it down right away. She didn't throw it down right away. Did the mother grab it out of her hand? It wasn't clear what happened afterwards. But Bishas Naisa, he let go of the bottle, and the bottle was in her hand. Whether she immediately threw it down or not was not clear. So the Shaila was, what to do with this girl? If she needs a get, or if she doesn't need a get, maybe she's confused. Maybe she wasn't confused, I don't know. Sometimes she was confused. Well, what was going through her mind? If a person's confused, they want to get married because they're confused, it's too late, they're married. But there are certain nekudas they were clear about. As they were clear that he let go of the bottle, and the bottle was in her hand. Now, the question is going to be which way you need it. Is that an assumed? Let's go a step at a time, okay? There are two issues, at least, that were going to be done. There are more issues there. One of the Edom later changed the story. He said she did throw it down, but it's too late. Given she yishuv in a chayzel magid. The two issues that are negated to us.
Did the Edom know what's
going to
happen?
They didn't know anything. They were just
sitting there.
They
didn't have him standing there. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't sound like it from the tshuva that the Edom were a Rishon or anything. It sounds like Maisa Shohari Kachaya.
They didn't know what was coming.
You know, Maisa Shohari Kachaya. I don't know anything more. If I'm making up the story, I could say something, but I'm not making it up. I'm just... You know, the most interesting stories are the things that really happen. You know, a lot of times I tell stories by Rabin, and then someone afterwards is talking to me and says, you mean it really happened? So I tell him, you know, you think I can make these things up? You know, it's not, you can't make up for what the Rabbi Shalom. For sure, the Rabbi Shalom has a sense of humor. But all the things that happen to the government. So the Chem D'Shlaimai paskin that she needs a get. And he writes that to him it was very poshut that it needs a get. That there was a Chacham Echad, he doesn't say who, that said she doesn't need a get, so he's going to write down well, his opinion. The Matir, the one who said that she doesn't need a get, holds that in order for there to be a Kedushin, you need something on her part. You need that there should be some type of a maisa on her part at all. And she has to show somehow that she's agreeing to the Kedushin. If she does nothing at all, she mamish does nothing, it's zarka l'teicheika, so then there's no Kedushin. If she did nothing at all, there's no Kedushin. Part of the Kedushin is to see her das. If the shtika la'achar matan mois is to the extent where she didn't do anything at all, it was she just stayed in the matziv that it was, that doesn't show her das, and the meila, there's no Kedushin, forgetting about whether it was thrown down. So he held that shtika la'achar matan mois, right? She accepts it. The fact that she puts out her finger to accept the ring, that's a maisa. It shows an agreement. Might not be a maisa like in the dinim of lav shein by maisa. She's passive, but she does something to show that she's eager to accept. She does some maisa kabbalah. So the shaya, this rav held, he's mitzaref a few things, but the first argument he had was that this is a case of shtika l'achar matan mois. And it's a type of shtik lach manois, which should not be a kedush. The B'chem the Shleim's main argument is that she should have let go of her grip of the bottle. The fact that she didn't loosen her grip on the bottle when she started to hear the harayat is a raya that she was masking to the kedushin at the time. It could be because she was fatumo, but it was so what? If she was masking to the kedushin at the time, she didn't let go of the bottle, so she didn't let go of the bottle. Are you going to tie the, Gemara tie is maybe she didn't want to throw the bottle down because she was afraid she'll have to pay for it. He says, but what do you mean? They were both holding it together. They're both holding the bottle together. It says they're both holding it, holding the bottle together. It's the fact that she kept on holding it, she kept on gripping it, she didn't loosen her hand. So that's a raya that she was masking, she was a schemes. And Mimela, it's a Kedush. That's the Taina of the Chem D'Shloim. Now, what? Oh, so he writes that his hand was over her wrist. It's all the Tshuva there. That his hand was over her wrist. Her fingers were still loose. Going to the Eidim. So she could have let go of her fingers. She didn't have to keep on holding the Bible. And since she didn't let go, so Mimela, it's... Memela to Kedushin. You hear the Taina. Let me rephrase it a little bit. In Shulchan Aruch it says that in the Gemara's case of Shtika L'achar Matan Mois, in Shulchan Aruch it says it's a Safek Kedushin. But the Ramah says that if a woman is sitting, Zarak L'Techeka, a man throws something onto her lap, she didn't grab it, nothing. He throws it onto her lap and he says, Hariyat, mukudeshesli. And she's quiet. After, he threw it first and he said, Hariyat, she's quiet. That's badly not a kedusha. She didn't do anything. She's just sitting there. She didn't do anything in the beginning. She didn't do anything at the end. The machlaikis between the Rav who was mata this woman and the Chem D'Shloimeh was, in this case, where she kept on holding the bottle, the shayil held that's like Zarko L'Teicheka. It's like throwing it into her lap. Because here, it's takachu, she put her fingers in the bottle, but that grabbing the bottle was because he asked her a favor to put it away. So that's nothing. So memeo is the same as zarka l'techeka. And alochi ishtika l'achar matan mois is nothing if she didn't do anything. The das of the Chem D'Shloimeh is that this is different. Zarka l'techeka, she didn't hold it. Gravity held it in her lap. Here, where she could have let go, the fact she didn't let go shows that at that split second, which was crucial, she was nicha. This is half of the machlaikis. This is the first nekuda of the machlaikis. So again, what are they arguing in Svara? Everyone agrees she didn't let go. They're arguing the Metzius. They're arguing is her not letting go a reason that there should be a Kedushin. Well, what's that machlokes? How would you... Yom Nekuda? Huh? What do you need by Shtik Alachamat Mois? Is her not letting go a raya? Chaim Shlomi says yes, and the other one says no. So what's the Nekuda of argument here? Should be a good Kedushin. They seem to be arguing, do you need something positive to make it into a Kedushin, or do you need something negative to make it ice Kedushin? The Chacham HaMatis said, no, you need something positive. The fact she continued holding it, that's not, you need something positive to make it a Kedushin. So male is not a Kedushin. The Chaim Shlomi seemed to hold, no, his stomach's a Kedushin. She has to show, to make an ice Kedushin, you need an action. It seems to be the machlaikas, the two studies. What? Continuing to hold it is a positive thing. The Chaim Shlomi holds continuing to hold it is a positive thing. In other words, I mean, maybe it's like a maisa. Continuing to hold it, maybe it's like it's a maisa. So could be Chaim Shlomi's maida. So again, what's the side of the machlaikas? It's hard to put your finger on it. Huh? So what's the side of the machlaikas? Is continuing to hold it? Huh? Well, what are you arguing in? No? What are you arguing about? You know what you do if you can't figure out. Ask yourself which side is more mustaver to you. Is it more mustaver that by continuing to hold it she showed she's nicha, or not? Huh? Chayu, she continued to hold that she's nicha, so it should be a chasna. What's a tzadnat? Tzadnat is she's nervous. She didn't know what to do, so she just stayed the same. Just stayed the same way. People don't let go of battles too often. It's hard to see what the nekuda of the machlokes here is. Is her not letting go, is that a raya? So listen to what the Nesivis came along, and again, this is like half the shayla. The other shayla, whether she threw it down as a separate child.
It's not letting go.
What?
It's not the holding on to it. This is stika. Because you run, the stika, the regular conditions, what makes it, that's what makes the condition. The not letting go is not what makes it, it's not what makes the condition, it's the stika.
If you have the stika makes it, so then here.
It's not the not letting go, it's the stika.
The stika, not the not letting go. The shtika which makes it a condition is that. So why does the Chaim Shlomi make such a fuss about her not letting go? He seems to say that not letting go is what makes it. The Nesivis writes a letter to the Chaim Shlomi, and he says 1 minute, and listen to what he does. He takes apart the case by split seconds. He says, which second is the second that matters? In other words, at a certain moment, she had to want the Kedushin for it to be a Kedushin. Well, not want the Kedushin, it would be ice Kedushin. Now, which moment does it matter? The Chaim Shlomi's taina was, why didn't she let go of the bottle? Well, the Gemara says, a woman doesn't let go of the bottle, she's afraid she'll have to pay for it. Chaim Shlomi says, no, but he was also holding it. She could have let go. They were both holding the bottle when he said, Ariad. She should have let go of it right away. That's the Chaim Shlomi's taina. It's a good taina. At that moment, she could have let go, and he was holding it. Zot in the steam is, you're right. At that second that he was holding it, and she was holding it, she didn't let go. Vice dice that she's not protesting. She's not protesting. But that second doesn't matter. What matters is the moment that he did let go. Because Kozuman, he's holding it, it's not a Kedushin. It's only a Kedushin when he lets go. At the moment he lets go, we have to know her das. At that moment, she's already afraid to throw it down because it'll break. So Memela, Zaktechem de Shleimai, Zaktechem de Sivis, Techem de Shleimai's taina is technically not a taina. Vaisek in Lamdis, he agrees with Techem de Shleimai. The person doesn't let go, it's alright. But he says, there's no Metzias. Because here, Kozuman, the man was holding it and she was holding it, she could have let go. And she didn't. So shows she didn't protest. It's true. But I mean, it doesn't matter. It matters the second that he did let go. At the second he did let go, why didn't she let go at that second? Vice dice that she was nicha.
His words that her dad changed from the time that they were holding it together to the time that he let go. Wow.
That's what's a little strange about the Nesivis. The Nesivis seems to be worried that, seems to say, well, maybe her das changed. From the minute, from this second to the next second, maybe her das changed. Seems to be a strange hava mina, except that I think one of you were telling this before, Ari. Then in our Gemara, it's the same thing. But it's Tzipsadasa. When she got to Tzipsadasa, she took it willingly. She wanted to get married. A minute later, he said, Abba Zuzi Dispahu, so now she changed her mind. It's also a split second later. It's Takanat Mistavi, she changed her mind. But vice versa, we have to see her das. And for it to be a Kedushin, we have to see her das. So he's tiny there.
That would have been any better by regular Kedushin.
By regular Kedushin.
It's not until he lets go. Once he lets go, it's already.
How do you ever have a Kedushin? Yeah. How do you ever have a Kedushin? Because when there's no. How do you ever have a Kedushin?
After he gave me the ring already.
How do you ever have a Kedushin? So a shtika, no, a shtika kaida matin mois. No, because there's the second in between. A shtika kaida matin mois, so when he says it, she should pull her hand back at the time he says it. So that, the fact that she stuck out to be makabel, that shtika kaida matin mois, which shows the nichasa. There's no reason to say it changes a second later. A shtika lacha matin mois, also, it's only so satisfied, because here also, if you hold that while she kept on holding it with him, she was nicha, so then why should I say it changed a second later? If she was mamish nicha. I don't know. So we have now three tzedadim here. Again, we have the first Rav HaMatir, whose name we don't know, who said that this is a case of shtikal achamat mois, where she didn't do anything, and that's not a kedushin. The chamishayim says she did do something; she gripped the bottle. Sivis time is she gripped the bottle, but that gripping is not a gripping because it was she held onto the bottle afterwards. Vice dice that Sivis is moided. That's a mundus that holding a bottle shows an ichasa, but he says that is a chash that will break. So it's a complicated enough like is. Hard to be aimed exactly on the nakuda of where this plugs in here into the Gemara. And what klolim, if we want to have klolim, we go back to our poor chosin at the wedding who messed up. And was being filled in Nachtatzi, right? He messed up. He put on the ring before he finished saying the Hariyat. So the question is, what? The question is, do we see Hardas from his Amira. Her das, so Sukkot B'Sinyin, so we see it. So if you hold that Sukkot B'Sinyin is good, it's good. But Baruch there, that Sukkot B'Sinyin doesn't work if you meant to say Harayat. So he wants to be kashrut with Harayat. And now, Shtikol HaMatan Mois. It can't be a Harayat. No. Shtikol HaMatan Mois. What's the side that it's good? What's the time it's good? Kreitzer Baruch Be'er. Sukkot B'Sinyin doesn't work. So he says to her, Harayat, B'Kodesh Yisli, and then he puts the ring on before he finishes the Amira. And he says, Li, B'Tabazu, K'Kodesh Mashiach Yisrael. What's the time it's good? It's based on this whole thing. She kept on holding the ring. She kept on holding the ring after the Amira. So, what could it be? It could either be a Pekadon or a Kedushin. So if it's a Pekadon, so she kept on holding it, be a good Kedushin, because she kept on holding it like the Chumash Lama says. Should have let go of it. It's so hard. It needs a little. The comparisons leave a lot of room for making a distinction. Anyway, this is the basic machlaikis, and hopefully tomorrow we'll come back to it a little bit.